Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Like the big voice said there, service centers all over the place. You know, you pretty much open up your front door, step outside in this wonderfully warm weather, and you'll trip over a Schrock location. No, not really. I mean, we're in Papillion, we're in Omaha, we're West Des Moines, Iowa, we're in Lincoln. And, you know, we do want to grow, but we're being responsible about it because, you know, the last service center that we opened, you know, we had a schedule. And by golly, in August of 2020, if there was something else going on, no, we're on a schedule. We opened up right in the middle of a pandemic. And, you know, that was fun. You know, I mean, there was a lot to learn from that experience. So timing is important. But luckily, everything did go well. And we actually had a lot of people turn out for the grand opening. And it was weird because normally the lovely Kimberly will bake cookies. And, I mean, like literally, like there will be like fancy cookies, like Schrock logo cookies and stuff and all this stuff everywhere. We couldn't do any of it because, you know, pandemic. And, you know, the people from the chamber would come and they're all wearing masks and everyone's like, nobody knows what anybody's saying, you know, and you're yelling at each other. And, you know, you can see people breathing deeply as their mask sucks to their face because they can't get enough air to talk. So it was quite the experience. But what we're going to do here today is we're here to help you out with problems, questions, comments, anything that you have that you feel that would be an additional. I want you to give us a call, 888-250-2091. Compute This is recorded live Sunday mornings at 7, from 7 to 8. So if you're listening and it's Sunday, rule number one. Number two, if it's between 7 and 8 a.m., then number three, pick up the phone and call 888-250-2091. That will get you connected here with the show. We'll put you in the drawing with a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate as well, just for calling in and being a part of the show. And we do welcome any kind of comments or questions you have for your technology. There is no such thing as a silly question. We haven't said that in a while. A lot of times people listen to the program and they listen to it for a long time and they're like, you know, these people, they know so much. My question is so simple. I don't want to deal with it. You know, yesterday, my wife's Epson EcoTank printer wouldn't print. Well, it would try to print, and it would kick out a blank piece of paper. You know, we all have that happen. It's like, and I just cleaned the heads yesterday. We'll clean the heads again. So we cleaned the heads again, and it kicked out a not quite blank piece of paper. So we cleaned the heads again, and we kicked out a regular sheet of paper. And thought, man, maybe it's time for the EcoTank to get replaced or something. Something's not going on right here. It needs a cleaning or something has to happen. So we all have those things happen, guys. And there's always a way to solve those problems. And sometimes the solution is really easy, and I can help you out right here on the air. Now, if you missed the show last week, you can pick that show up over on our website at schrockinnovations.com. We post the audio as well as the video and the After Schrock video as well over there. So just in case you're not on the Book of Faces, you know, you can't watch it live because you don't have a Facebook account. You can pick up the video after the fact over there. And, you know, without any of the tracking, we put it on YouTube. We put it on Rumble. So we put it just about everywhere we can to make sure that everybody can get it in a way that's comfortable for them. I wouldn't want to trigger anybody, you see. But last week on the program, we told you that you needed to start to use up those saved up maintenance checkup certificates. Around 4 months ago, a lot of you purchased maintenance certificates. You know, it'll be 5 months here in February. So it's, you know, we recommend a maintenance checkup every 6 months. And we usually have a slowdown in the last week of January, in the first week of February. Usually things are a little slower in the service centers. The benches are a little lighter. It means your turnaround times are much faster. And so if you get that computer in, you know, getting it back in 24 to 48 hours shouldn't be an issue, even if we have to do something a little more advanced to it. So that's pretty good stuff there. Also last week, wanted to remind you that certain versions of Windows 10 are not going to be sold anymore next week. Now, this is different. You might be aware. Thor, I thought you said Windows 10 was good until 2025. It is. It'll work. But if you want to install it on a new computer, you won't be able to buy the licenses anymore. Microsoft's not selling the download version, and whatever's left in the supply chain is what's left in the supply chain. Microsoft's not new ones. Last year, at the end of the year, we bought a boatload of these things because the weird thing is, you know, you can take a Windows 10 disk and install it on a brand new computer and install Windows 11 on a brand new computer and activate it with a Windows 10 code. That works fine. You can buy Windows 11 disks, and you can put it on the computer and activate it with a Windows 11 code, and that works just fine. But you'll pay 12% more for the Windows 11 code than you do for the Windows 10 code because, you know, inflation. So why wouldn't you just want to buy a lot of Windows 10 codes since they activate to Windows 11 anyway and save 12% for your customers? That's what we did. So we have a lot of licenses. But we also have some clients that use weird versions of Windows 10. We've got a gas station whose point of sale system requires Windows 10 32-bit. We can't hardly find motherboards to run that anymore. But those things are all going to be going away. And, of course, there is no 32-bit version of Windows 11. So those things are going away the next week, basically. Microsoft's going to kill the downloads. Just a heads up there, if you were planning on building a new Windows 10 computer, or more likely, if you're a part of an organization that relies on Windows 10 computers, you definitely want to take a look at making sure you've got a couple extras sitting around so that you don't end up having a computer go down and then realize, you know, too late that you can't get a replacement. It's not fun. Also, we did introduce you a little bit to ChatGPT last week. We're going to go a little bit more in depth into this. A lot of questions popped up on our Facebook feed from the show. People have asked me questions throughout the week as we've played with it. And, you know, we've actually integrated it a little bit into the Schrock Innovations backend website just to kind of see what it could do for a company. Because they do have a corporate version that you can buy, that you can pay for, even though it's quote unquote beta. Kind of like Gmail was beta for like a decade. Same thing. All right, so that was last week's show. Great stuff. You can listen to it, catch up if you want to. However, if you did hear last week's show, you're probably more interested in this week's show. This week, what we have coming up, we have a store, a major bricks and mortar retailer closing in the Papillion area. I did not know this was coming. I literally saw a thing on Facebook, got in the car, drove to this store, and yep, sure enough, they're closing March 3rd, March 4th. Department of Justice crushed a ransomware ring. So you thought that they were busy looking for documents and stuff. Nope. They have time to do like real investigative work as well. So they've shut down a ransomware ring, which is good news for everybody. I mentioned we're going to do some follow-up on ChatGPT. Facebook, or Meta now, has engineers that also work on AI. And I don't know if there's like sour grapes happening here or if maybe ChatGPT really isn't all that big of a deal, and maybe it's just a really good marketing package. But they had a few words to say, so we're going to go over that and kind of lay it out and try to explain everything about what this is and what this isn't. Also, if you have an older Apple device, an older iPhone or iPad, and by older, I mean like an iPhone 6, if you have one of those, you probably are aware that you are not getting security patches anymore. There is an active exploit that is hijacking those devices, both iPads and iPhones, and making them do nasty things. Apple has decided to patch that, so we're going to tell you how to get that patch coming up on the program today as well. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program today. Now, if you do follow us at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, you probably saw my post about the Best Buy in Papillion closing its doors March 4th, or as the employee, a few things happen when some... Best Buy is kind of a competitor. They sell computers, right? And they have the Geek Squad, right? So I guess you can't call them not a competitor. But they also sell like washers and dryers and TVs and things that we don't sell. So it'd be like saying the Mart is our competitor. You know, it's like yes and no. So some of the guys that work at Best Buy are really good techs, and they're really hamstrung by the rules that are imposed upon them by the corporate life. Some of the people that work at Best Buy are completely worthless human beings that treat people's wives and children like garbage when they try to buy them a brand new folding phone for Christmas. That was the experience that Lova Kimberly had at this particular Best Buy in Papillion. When you're treated so poorly that a 16-year-old boy is like, you don't talk to my mom that way. You know, you kind of crossed some lines there. And the guy just didn't care. He was the manager and he didn't care. So, on some... Let's just say I understand that this location had some issues. The pandemic, they did well during the pandemic. And after that, if you go into the Shadow Lake Best Buy, it's very rare that you're going to see – there's usually more employees than customers in the store. Let's put it that way. So I perused the store. I walked around. The computers are completely wiped out because, of course, I jumped in the car and went straight there because I'm like, hey, maybe I can get some cool open box deals and some gaming laptops and stuff, and that'll be fun. And no, it's all sold out. except for washers and dryers and refrigerators and televisions. Those floor models are on deep discount. So if you need any of those things, the Shadow Lake and Papillion, or Shadow Lake Best Buy in Papillion, Nebraska, has some good deals for you there. They're going to close on March 4th, is what the sign on the door says. However, what I was told by an employee inside the store is that they are no longer receiving any new inventory. So they're selling through what they have on the shelves. Excess inventory on the shelves will just be transferred to another Best Buy. So they're, because there's still two in the Omaha metro area. So they're not having any big clearance sales on inventory, but the floor models, they want to get rid of the floor models. And so they're discounting those down to getting rid of them. He said, as soon as they're sold out of, you know, just about all the stuff they have in the store, they're going to close the store because there's no point obviously in having employees report to a store that doesn't have any inventory. So basically, it's going to be closed before March 4th for sure. I don't know that we're even going to see the guy with the spinning sign, you know. You know that guy, right? You know, it's tax time. There's probably a lot of competition for those guys. You know, they're very talented individuals. So I posted about this on Facebook, and it's funny because I shared it to the Let's Talk Papillion group, and apparently my post didn't pass muster with the moderators. Maybe my pictures weren't good enough. Maybe I posted something about vaccines years ago. I don't remember. Somebody else posted it there for me instead, so that was pretty funny. And their post got through just fine. I was like, oh, my goodness, it's personal. But so I posted it on ShrockInnovations.com or on the Schrock Facebook page. And you know how you can click the little emotion icons to react to a post? This is why the Best Buy is closing. Here are the reactions. There were three different ones. One person gave me a crying face. Somebody was sad. And you don't want to see businesses close in your community. You know, it's even if they're competitors, you don't want to see them close in the community. Our community, the Papillion community, is better with Best Buy in it. It's another local option. We're getting to the point where it's like, remember back in the old days when you had to order things from the Sears catalog and have them shipped to you on a flipping train? Like, are we going back to that now? Like, you just order everything on Amazon and it comes on a truck? You know, So anyway, one person kind of saw it from that perspective, and Scott was pretty upset about it. Seven people gave me the shocked face. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know they were closing either. A very understandable reaction. However, the number one reaction at 9 was a thumbs up. So maybe some other people had some experiences like the lovely Kimberly had at that particular location. I don't know for sure. But I did talk to some guys in there, and I was like, hey, you know, the Papillion Service Center, we're hiring. We're looking for one more tech. You know, come on over, buddy. We pay better than Best Buy anyway. And, you know, it's not a corporate environment. You could actually fix things. It's kind of nice. And I said, you know, pass the word around. You know, you can't seem too eager and interested. Otherwise, you know, you seem desperate. So you just pass the word around amongst your friends. Maybe you know somebody who's interested. Not that you would be interested, you know. And so we'll see. We'll see if we get some applicants from that location closing. But as my wife so bluntly pointed out, this is why the lovely Kimberly is not in charge of human resources. Do you really want any of those lovely individuals? that was a replaced phrase there. Working in your store after the way they treated us. I'm like, well, you know, just because you have one bad manager or one jerk manager doesn't mean that all the apples in the bushel are bad. Sometimes you can dig through there and find a good one. And we have before. I mean, we've had a lot of texts come from Best Buy. So you never want to see a business close in your local community. That's never a good thing. But in this case, it's kind of interesting because now we are the only place in Papillion that you can go and buy a computer. It's not a push to say we are. I mean, if you expand that out to Sarpy County, I mean, you could include Walmart in there. You could buy yourself a high quality Acer Chromebook. You don't do that. Please don't do that. Oh gosh, don't buy an Acer. They're impossible. Impossible. Walmart still sells Gateway computers. Let's just put it that way. 888-250-2091. So that. That was something, you know, one of the things, whenever you see a business in your local area close, when you're a business owner, the other thing is you don't like to see it because it kind of makes you clench up a little bit, right? You know, something obviously has gone very wrong. To have a company with the marketing budget and the management experience and the Fortune whatever, you know, 100 company executives running it and they can't make it, that's kind of scary, right? That's something where, you know, you kind of worry a little bit, like, is there something bigger brewing in the economy that maybe you need to be aware about? So one of the things that I've often said about Schrock is the way that we compete with these larger competitors, we're not going to outspend or outmarket or outmanage Best Buy. It's not going to happen. They're just too big. So we have to be nimble, and we have to have higher quality service. We have to have higher levels of service. And so when I get little notes like this, like Janine sent me a note specifically about Austin in Papillion here. Excellent assistance in assisting me with a small minor problem with Secure Updater in Java. Even his phone voice came across with interest and what appeared to be a positive smile. We literally train people that they need to smile when they're on the phone because people can hear it when you smile. So right now I'm not smiling at all. Now I'm smiling like a grinning idiot, and you can hear it in my voice. Even though I might not be happy about anything, you can hear me smiling. You know, so we train our employees. Smile when you're on the phone, even if you don't feel it. Just the act of smiling will come through in your voice. And you don't have to train Austin. Austin is one of those people that's always in a good mood, always happy. I mean, the dude had food poisoning from bad hot dogs, and he still sounded, you know, pleasant on the phone. You know, I don't know too many guys that can go through something like that and still sound pleasant while they're in the middle of it. She says, really impressed with his assistance, Janine. Earlier in the week, I get this. I received a memo. Yes, an actual memorandum on a memo Word template from a gentleman named Tom in Des Moines. Mr. Schrock. You see, I'm worried because usually when I get a memo that starts with Mr. Schrock, comma, you know, it's kind of serious stuff. I don't know you, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity. You're a very lucky guy. Based on my experience with Chris, by the way, please get him business cards. I don't even know if I'm spelling his name properly. I've been self-employed since 1986 in the industry longer. As I began, I worked with the computer store in downtown Des Moines. Going into their shop was something akin to my youth when I would spend hours picking around through hardware in the store in my hometown. Everything was in open bins and drawers or boxes, and I would pester the owner with hundreds of questions. I haven't felt this way about another firm until now when I met and worked with Chris. He literally vibrates with excitement as he shows me how to get things out of the systems that I didn't even know existed. And it looks like he's cloning himself with Brandon. That's the other person we have working in Des Moines. This guy, properly guided, could be a fantastic addition to your company. From a new customer, I want to thank you for investing in a new location that benefits all of us here. I hope you have replicas of Chris in your other locations because I don't believe it can be done. I mean, literally, when you're receiving emails like that from customers, and that was two this week. Those are the two I got this week. Those aren't like contact forms. They're not Google reviews. Those are all really important. But those are actual people who took the time to sit down and write an email and tell us that something went right in the service center. When you're getting comments like that, you know that we're doing something right. So when you come to Schrock Innovations, I don't say this enough on the radio show, but we're a computer company. We sell hardware. We're a service company that happens to sell computers. So that when you call us for something, if it takes 2 minutes or less on the phone to solve your problem, we're just going to solve your problem. We don't open a work order. We don't charge you anything. I had a customer email me yesterday saying, when is it okay for me to bring by a recycle? And the answer is, we're open a lot. So any time that's convenient for you is good for us. You know, you don't have to make an appointment. This is what my wife got so hung up on about Best Buy and Apple, is that you have to make an appointment to talk to somebody. And then when you show up for your appointment, the person you're talking to is kind of hit or miss. You may or may not get somebody who really knows their stuff. And then so you kind of leave the appointment half the time feeling like you waited and you didn't get anything, and now you're going to wait again for somebody else. Well, there are no appointments at Schrock. You don't have to let us know a week ahead in advance, literally a week for Apple, that you're coming into our store with a broken computer. You can just show up, and we have the bench spots and the technicians to fix it for you. So we do things a little bit differently at Schrock, and we're hoping that differentiation, that commitment to customer service, is going to be the thing that allows us to flourish, while other companies who are based more on scale and competing with an outdated model to compete with an internet model, which is what Best Buy was trying to do. We're hoping that our service differentiation is what's going to separate us from businesses like that so that we don't have the same fate they do. I mean, that's That's the long and the short of it. So 888-250-2091. Going to take our first break of the program. When we come back, Ann and Kathy, your questions are coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations Data Recovery Lab saves the data the other guys can't. The next time your hard drive, camera card, or flash drive fails, let Schrock get your data back. External hard drives are handy. You can back up multiple computers to them or even use them to move lots of data from one computer to another. Computer users have been buying the same old external hard drives for years. While our computers have been getting faster, we still do backups that take hours or watch epic progress bars creep by to move files. Schrock wanted more for our customers, so our innovators created the fastest external hard drives on the planet. Schrock modular storage devices are up to 50% faster than Seagate or Western Digital externals and are modular in the truest sense of the word. We can create whatever size and speed of drive you need for all of your needs, and all modular storage devices come with a data restoration guarantee. If you use our drives for backing up and your computer's hard drive fails, we'll restore your backup to your repaired computer for free. Fast, simple, and flexible technology solutions from Schrock Innovations. It's what we do. Compute This pro tip number 753. Have you ever wondered how the bad guys always seem to find a way into your computer? Gone are the good old days of email worms and I love you viruses. Nobody wants to steal your data anymore, or in many cases even your identity. Today's cyber criminals want to sell access to your computer or hold your data for ransom. The bad guys are exploiting zero-day vulnerabilities to break into systems that are supposed to be hack-proof. These vulnerabilities are always newly discovered, and the criminals have a brief time to exploit them before they get patched. Antivirus and firewalls do not prevent these attacks, but you can minimize your computer's exposure by installing all security patches as quickly as possible. The average computer needs 12 patches a week. That's not including the ones that are automatically delivered to your computer. Boost your cybersecurity by staying on top of it manually or use a patch installation program like Secure Updater to get your computer the patches it needs. This pro tip is brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back in. Cruising on through. We're almost to halftime here on Compute This. My name's Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where we fix computers, we build new computers, we repair all kinds of electronic devices. We will build you websites. We'll build you custom software. We'll help you cross the toll bridge. You know, whatever you need us to do at Schrock, if it touches a computer, we can handle it and help you out, all the way even into data recovery. 888-250-2091. And welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Good morning. I just wanted to report something that happened to me this week that was rather frightening.
Okay.
I have an iMac, and I was using my computer, and all of a sudden, this message came on that literally kept me from being able to have access to my computer, and it said, "This is a Trojan virus," in red letters, and you must call Apple, and they gave me a number, and I knew that it wasn't probably Apple's number, but I literally couldn't use my computer. So I called the phone number just to see what was going on, and somebody in a foreign voice, you know, said it was Apple, and I said, well, I told them what was going on. I said, what do you want me to do about this? And after about 3 seconds, they just hung up. Well, I still didn't have access to my computer. So then I called the real Apple Care that I have, mm-hmm. and the people there said, well, just turn the computer off,
yep.
and then turn it back on. And of course, the message said, do not turn your computer off.
No.
That was part of the message. And so I thought, oh, my, am I going to have to call Schrock and tell him that I'm the first person that the Sophos didn't work for?
Oh, no.
Because I have Sophos on my computer and phone.
Yep.
And so I did what Apple said and turned it off, and then when I turned it back on, everything was fine.
Gotcha.
So I don't know what they were trying to do.
Well, they were...
even when they hung up, I still didn't have access to my computer.
Gotcha. Well, thank you for the call. And we see this a lot. And it's not just Apple users. Microsoft users get hit with this, too. We'll get a call. And in the background, you know, you'll hear the computer speakers like, do not turn off your computer. Your computer is infected with a virus. You know, it's going on, and in a computer voice, you know. And, you know, it never occurred to somebody that before they called us, they could, like, turn their speakers off, you know, and then, like, we could talk normally. We wouldn't have to shout at each other. Can you hear that? Yeah, that's all I can hear. And so on a PC, you know, we tell customers, press Alt F4, and it closes the browser window, closes the program. On a Mac, by restarting the computer, you're essentially closing the browser window. So the problem comes in when you reopen. So, like, if you were running Google Chrome and you do Alt F4 and you end the task, when you open Chrome again, it says, hey, do you want us to restore your pages from the last time? And, you know, normally you would click yes because you, whatever you're working on, you want to resume working on it. But if you had the giant, your computer is infected with a virus page on, you don't want to click, you know, resume. You want to just click no and then start with a clean page. So sometimes restarting it, people will say, it just keeps coming back up again. You just got to click no. So, yep, and it happens all the time to people. It's a compromised website or an ad on a website that did that to your computer, and it caused a pop-up window. That is the 21st century version of a pop-up window right there. That's what you experienced. A Chromeless pop-up window is what they call it because you can't close it. Thanks for the call, Ann. I appreciate you joining us on the program. We got you in the drawing as well for that $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Kathy, welcome to the program. How can I help you uncompute this today?
Well, I'm thinking about getting a new computer so I can get the Windows 11.
Yes.
But I have 3 hard drives on my current computer with a lot of important information, like passwords that I don't remember, but the computer does.
Okay.
Is that going to be a problem?
Well, you know, we can do a lot of different things. You know, when you get your new computer, the hard drive is going to be probably bigger than the one that was in your old computer. So we can transfer that information onto a single hard drive if you want, or we can move your 3 hard drives into the new computer. So when we build a modular desktop, for example, which I'm assuming since you have 3 hard drives, you probably have a desktop. You know, when we build a modular desktop, we can install up to 4 different serial ATA or hard drive devices. Depending on the model of computer you buy, sometimes you get a DVD drive that counts as one. That leaves you with 3 more you can put in there. So we could just move the drives over if you wanted us to, or we could do a data transfer instead where we move just the data over into the new hardware and then we leave the old hardware in the old computer. So absolutely, we can help you out with that and make sure that all of the information that's important to you gets transferred over. The other thing that a lot of people don't think about, when you buy a new computer, there is that period of time where you're installing your printers that you didn't, and you forgot about passwords, and now you have to try to remember them or reset them or save them. Then you got to log into your Google account. There's a lot of setup steps that you kind of forget about because you don't migrate computers very often. Well, if you get stuck or frustrated during any of those steps and you buy your computer from Schrock, you get our Schrock Desk service for 90 days for free. Now, the Schrock Desk is the online support option that allows us to connect to your computer, see your screen, and help you out as if we were sitting right beside you. And you get it free for 3 months, which is plenty of time to work out any kinks. So, Kathy, I think if we moved all of your stuff over between the data transfer and the Schrock Desk coverage, I think you're going to have a really great experience moving to a new computer.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thank you for the call, Kathy. I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. 888-250-2091. The Department of Justice has crushed the Hive ransomware ring, Hive. So we're going to tell you what that is and what that means if you have a locked up computer coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations repair technicians also make house calls. Make an appointment and let us bring our award-winning computer support right to your home or business. Schrock Innovations has spent nearly 2 decades working to make your technology life easier, and SchrockInnovations.com is no exception. Now you can order new modular computers and solid-state laptops directly from our website, find innovative new technologies like our modular storage devices, and get free help and tips. Take a look at the specials section to find sales on one-of-a-kind items, display models, refurbished units, and our latest special offers. Swing by the Compute This page to watch TV segments and archived radio shows, or even get one-on-one help through the Schrock Desk. As always, we respect your privacy, so we secure our website with the latest encryption technology and only the most secure payment methods. You can pick up your purchases at any of our 3 service centers or have them shipped directly to your door. SchrockInnovations.com makes technology simple. It's what we do. And now, Compute This Pro Tip number 373. Everyone knows we're supposed to back up our computers and then check those backups periodically to make sure they're working. So why don't most people do it? Lots of people have different ideas about what backing up means. Is it copying files to a flash drive? Is it using a fancy backup program? And how do you know it's working anyway? Windows makes backups easy through free software that's already on your computer. Open your control panels and click Update and Security. Select Backup and choose from all of the available options to get a regular, reliable checkup. You'll need something to back up to, like a Schrock modular storage device or some other backup hard drive. Backups usually run once a week, but you can always change the frequency. The best part is that if your backup ever fails, you'll see a notification in the lower right corner by your clock telling you something's up. Backing up your important data has never been easier. So take a moment to back up your computer today. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
Alrighty, folks, welcome back into Compute This. I hope y'all got your potty breaks in, refilled your popcorn, and you're all good to go. Maggie's got her donuts, and we're set for another half of Compute This. 888-250-2091 is the number to join us on the program today. Want to remind everybody that, you know, we have a whole hour on the radio. That's not a lot of time in radio land. You know, you think an hour, it's an hour, right? But I have a list of things. Like, I've got, in case we don't have callers, and I'm going to get to Carol and Karen here in just a second, but I've got a list of stuff to talk about just in case I don't have callers today, you know? And so if I do have callers like today, that stuff gets shifted into the After Schrock. So coming up today, the After Schrock is a separate little show that we do after the main show that airs exclusively online just at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, where you can watch the show right now if you wanted to as well. But that show just airs on Facebook. And yes, it's computer related, but it kind of drifts a little bit. You know, so it's computer related or technology related and the things that impact technology or computers. So, for example, cryptocurrency is one of the things that we get lots of questions about in the After Schrock. The Genesis declared bankruptcy this week, and they filed their bankruptcy petition, and that may have a direct impact on Digital Coin Group, which is a really big deal if you have shares of the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust or you're invested in pretty much any Bitcoin miner. So that's something you want to be aware of there. We just heard during a news break that 16 million people signed up for Obamacare. And you think that's good. The beat of the story was that's good. People are getting health care. My question is, what happened that 16 million people lost their employer-based health care? But I thought everybody was employed. And there's way lots of jobs, you know? Heck of jobs all over the place. So we'll go into some of this. Are we getting gaslighted a little bit? You know, we're gonna talk about that in the After Schrock. And then I came across an article that literally when I read it, I was like, this has to be satire. I'm looking at the website where it was posted. Nothing else on the website is satire, though. So I want to get your opinion on this article. The title is, Why Didn't the Unvaccinated Warn Us? And I'm like, this has to be satire, right? So fun stuff for the After Schrock today. We're going to talk about all kinds of good stuff. But also on the program here, we mentioned the Hive ransomware network has been broken up by the Department of Justice. Basically, the Department of Justice used the same tactics that the ransomware group uses, and they actually broke into the ransomware group's computers and then used the access to their computers to steal the decryption keys for everybody. So as they were infecting people, the DOJ would just go in and get the decryption key and give it to whoever was infected. So I had to wonder, like, no one's paying the ransoms anymore. It's like, what happened? These people are so stout and resolute now, and they don't communicate with us. They don't negotiate with us. Like, what is going on here? And then they arrested everybody and shut down all the networks and everything. So if you were impacted by Hive ransomware, it's very likely there is a decryptor online now that you can use to get your data decrypted for free. So that's good news there. They're one of the bigger ones that was going around as the ransomware as a service. That's where, let's say, big ransomware dude is really good at making ransomware. But he unfortunately doesn't have any way to deploy the ransomware. So this is just like when Yeti makes great cups and they just don't have a way to sell the cups. So they need people online to walk around with their Yetis and drink their coffee through a straw. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden people are like, ooh, I want that copper Yeti. That's pretty cool. And so then they sell Yeti. So it's an affiliate marketing deal. Well, what if we could do that for ransomware, right? So big guy makes the ransomware and all these affiliates are really good at infecting people. They just don't really have anything to do to make money from it. So now they team up. And it's like, wow, it's like an 80-20 partnership. The people infecting the other computers get 80% of the ransom, and the ransomware makers themselves get 20% of the ransom. Trust them. I'm sure it's an accurate 80-20 split from these criminals. I'm sure. Honor among thieves and all that. But yeah, so they got rolled up now. It's called Ransomware as a Service. It's a bigger threat because it allows the people that make the ransomware to distance themselves from the actual dirty business of the infections. And so therefore, if you do roll them up, I mean, I didn't infect anybody. I didn't do anything, you know. And of course you did something, but it gives you some deniability. And also it helps increase the number of people that are exposed to ransomware. Imagine you have a rogue IT guy in your organization who's ticked off at the company. He could literally partner with a ransomware group and lock up a company or a healthcare system's network intentionally by bringing it in on a flash drive, and then get 20% of the ransom when the business pays, and no one would ever know. So the affiliate stuff is really, really nasty stuff. So it's something to watch out for in your organization to make sure that everyone is trained on the proper way to handle ransomware protocols and procedures. 888-250-2091. Carol Ann, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
No problem.
I wanted to compliment your technicians for the wonderful work that they do and the courtesy that you get
when you
go into your store.
Which store do you like to use, Carol Ann?
I use the one there in Papillion.
Oh, wow. So
because I live in Bellevue.
We're having a lot of Papillion love today. I mean, maybe we ran Best Buy out of business, you know. No, actually, we have noticed in the last couple weeks, we're like, what is going on in the Papillion location? Because, you know, we know how many computers we sell on average per week. And all the other stores are hitting their metrics just fine, but the Papillion location was down. And we're like, what is going on in Papillion? Well, now we know it's because Best Buy was selling all their floor models for like 40% off. And so if you 40%, I mean, I know I really want a Schrock computer, but 40%, Thor, you know. I get it.
Well, I know that I had John Basie go with me to come to your store to decide which computer I should have. He's my mentor. He comes to your store frequently.
Gotcha.
And so I had my computer built there, and I really like it. And the guys came and got it and took it to your store and did the maintenance on it, and then they put in the Windows 11.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Carol. I appreciate you taking the time to call us and share that. And I appreciate your business and the trust that you put in us. A lot of people don't realize that we do have free pickup and free drop off. We'll come out to your house just like we did for Carol, pick up your computer, bring it back to the service center, and then, repair it and then bring it back to you when we're done. In fact, you know, one of the things last week we did a segment. Thank you for that call, Caroline. I really appreciate it. Last week, we did a segment on ChatGPT. Like, what is this little chat body thing? Because a lot of you are probably like me. You read the stories about it, but you hadn't had time to play with it. Then I played with it, and I'm like, this is really cool. Like, wow. Like, this has so much potential. So then I shared it with my coding guy, with Alfonso. And I had it write some code, and I sent him the code. And he's like, did you learn to write code? I'm like, no. That was just ChatGPT. You know, imagine but if I could just ask ChatGPT to code something and it just kicks out the code, you know, subtext, what do I need you for, Alfonso? His response, this could become a great coding assistant. It was like very diplomatic, very nice. But no, so then Alfonso went down the rabbit hole. And when you send Alfonso down the rabbit hole, it gets complicated. So he wanted to play with ChatGPT, you see, but we pay him a ridiculous amount of money to work at Schrock. So, because he's really good. So instead, he wanted to play with it, but he had to find some way to justify it as a work-related, an unsanctioned work-related project. So what he did is he had ChatGPT. You know, one of the things we do, free pickup and free drop-off if you're within 30 miles of a service center. Okay, so 30 miles of a service center, we'll come get it, bring it back a whole bit. So now when you call into the service center and we bring up your customer account, there's a little icon that we can click on, and ChatGPT will calculate how far you are from the current service center, and if we were to leave that moment, how long it would take us to get to you given current traffic conditions. Wow. Now, I did point out to Alfonso, I'm like, Alfonso, that's something you can kind of do with Google Maps. You know, you didn't need ChatGPT to do that if you were going to create an unsanctioned function that did that. And so then the next thing he does, he goes, oh, no, I did something even better. He created a function with ChatGPT that, so when you drop your computer off, you say, it won't turn on. We say, computer will not turn on. Okay. So now there's a button that the technician can click on our end that's like how to fix it. And it asks ChatGPT how to fix computer won't turn on. And it gives you the – have you ever read an article online that tells you like how to lose weight? And it's like you might consider eating fewer calories. You know, it's like a completely worthless article that's factually accurate but does not add to your knowledge or give you any direction of what to do whatsoever. That you might consider that your power could be off. Is it plugged in? Try turning it off and on again. You know, it's like all those kind of answers. And then you're like, But so I was like, okay, Alfonso, we should stop playing with ChatGPT now. I mean, it's like, you know, I want ChatGPT to tell me when's the next time Carol Ann needs a new computer? Or how many Schrock customers have computers that can be upgraded to run Windows 11 given one simple hardware change? Those are things that ChatGPT would be really good at. And as we learn how to train it with new data sets, that would be something that will improve our service levels as well. But not everyone is so hot on this. You see, there's an engineer at Meta that came out this week and gave some feedback about ChatGPT because it's not really a big deal. Yeah, ChatGPT is not a big deal, man. It's old tech. ChatGPT is not particularly innovative and nothing revolutionary, says Meta's chief AI scientist. In other words, I didn't make it, so it's not possibly good. So I'm going to scroll through all the blah, blah, blah here. But they compared it to Watson, the computer that won Jeopardy, and the self-driving car that won the 2005 Grand Challenge from DARPA. Yes, there was a self-driving car in 2005. All of those things, he said, were great engineering feats uniquely applying existing technology. So in other words, what he's saying is this is kind of what OpenAI has done with ChatGPT. They've taken a bunch of proprietary Google technology, like how do you train the AI bot? They're using a language called Transformers that Google invented to train AI bots. So they're using all this existing stuff that other people before them have done, and they're putting it together in a new and unique way with a really glossy Elon Musk-style marketing package around it. And all of a sudden, everyone's like, ooh, AI. And this AI guy's like, it's not that big of a deal. Now, I see what he's saying. From a technical perspective, there is nothing earth-shatteringly new about ChatGPT. However, can't the unique integration of existing technology into a new product be unique and relevant in itself? For example, in 2005, I had a Palm Pilot. Oh, yeah. It had a calendar on it. It was pretty cool. I could take notes. I could make a to-do list. I could check things off. It was, yeah, I put a line through it and everything. Like, wow, pretty cool stuff. I had a cell phone. It was a Nokia. I had a cell phone. Mine even had a camera on the back. Oh, my gosh, this is so cool. So that was kind of interesting. And then all of a sudden, Apple comes along with the iPhone and says, let's take your MP3 player, your camera, all the electronics in your life that you carry around with you or use on a daily or weekly basis. So your camera, your MP3 player with your headphones, your Zune. You remember the Zune? We're going to take your phone, your flip phone. We're going to put that in there. And then we're going to make it all touchscreen and cool because, as Steve Jobs famously said, God gave you the best stylus in the world, and it's right here. It's your finger. Just tap, tap, tap. And so you don't even need a stylus to run this phone, not like a Palm Pilot. That's so whatever. And the iPhone was born. The iPhone was not a unique technology. It was a brilliantly engineered integration of existing technologies into a package that was extremely useful and well marketed. Is that not what ChatGPT is doing here, what OpenAI is doing with ChatGPT? You know, look at the media coverage they're getting. Look at what this thing can do. I mean, the other day I said, tell me about modular computers in the style of Thor Schrock in Omaha, Nebraska. And, it went on and talked about modular computers, and it described accurately what a modular computer was. It didn't identify it as a Schrock brand, which was a little perturbing to me because it is a Schrock brand. It's like a trademark brand, you know. It's like, okay, but it didn't recognize that. But it's just, you know, it said modular computers in general. They're less expensive to repair. They're easier to fix. You know, they are serviceable. They are upgradable. It hit all the legs of the stool on what makes a modular computer a modular computer. And then at the end, it said, you know, we'll be back. I'm Thor Schrock, and I'll be back again next week to talk to you about the latest technology news or whatever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, ChatGPT knows that Compute This is a weekly program. And it's those little things like that that blow your mind. Like when it just infers that one little thing and just casually integrates it into the conversation. That's what chatbots haven't been able to do before. So it may be very true. This meta scientist may be very accurate in his description of ChatGPT just being, you know, existing technologies strung together in a brilliant way. Pfft, nothing to see here. And that's exactly why we're going to emulate it at Meta. You know, that's what's going to happen. Everyone is going to emulate what ChatGPT is doing, just like everybody emulated the iPhone. 888-250-2091. Karen, let me get your call in real quick before the break here. How can I help you on Compute This?
Thank you for taking my call, Thor. I am wondering if there's any reason why I should not update my iPhone SE to 16.3, I believe.
Mm-hmm. No, it absolutely should update it. There were several security vulnerabilities that were patched with that update. So it's definitely an update you want to install on your device.
Okay, thank you very much.
No sweat, Karen. Thanks for the call. One of the things that I didn't point out here about the ChatGPT situation, how would Facebook use a ChatGPT application, right? Well, what Facebook points out, the guy said, lots of our business customers are mom and pop shops. They have small ad budgets and they don't have an ad department to create slick advertisements for them about their products and services. So the way that they would integrate a bot like this would be to have it automatically create advertising marketing materials and then post them to Facebook and boost them to maximize coverage. In other words, it would become an advertising agency. Wow. How many graphic artists out there thought, you know, ChatGPT is not a threat to me because I'm a graphic artist. No one can do what I do. Whoops. You know, that's what ChatGPT is making a lot of people say. Whoops. Like, I guess knowledge work isn't exactly irreplaceable by technology in the modern era. Now, would you be able to tell the difference between a ChatGPT-generated ad and a human-generated ad? Do you really look at the ads that closely? You know, I don't know. Would you be able to? I don't know. But they're already creating really nice artwork and things like that through chatbots and GPT stuff and all this other thing. So ChatGPT has a brother that creates art, which is kind of interesting, robot art. 888-250-2091. Going to take our final break of the program. When we come back, old Apple devices are getting an update. So if you have an iPhone 5 or an iPhone 6, this is a segment you're going to want to hear. We're going to tell you what to do about it.
Update all of your third-party apps on your computer with Secure Updater. It keeps all your apps running smoothly and helps block viruses. Download it for free today at secureupdater.com. Some people like desktops for their power and upgradability, but nothing rivals a laptop for computing on the go. But why should you have to sacrifice performance for portability? The innovators at Schrock want our customers to have it all. So we created a new kind of laptop, the Solid State Laptop from Schrock Innovations. Solid State laptops are built using the same frame and main boards as regular laptops, but we've removed half of the moving parts while more than doubling the computer's speed. The result? Laptops that boot to Windows in 6 seconds or less, respond instantly to your commands, and can survive drops that put most laptops into the data recovery lab. Starting at only $499, solid-state laptops give you speed, reliability, durability, and performance for the same price most people pay for a cheap disposable laptop. The next time you're looking for a laptop, check out the solid-state laptops at schrockinnovations.com or visit any of our service centers. Simple, solid, fast technology is what we do at Schrock. Compute This Pro Tip 299. There are enough mothballed computers in U.S. homes to give one to every man, woman, and child in the country. Many of these computers find their way into landfills where they can leak cadmium, lithium, and other nasty chemicals into the groundwater. Schrock Innovations is very proud of the fact that we recycle more e-waste every year than we create. You can drop off any old or broken computer equipment to our service centers at any time, free of cost. We only charge $15 just for monitors because they are especially difficult to process. No appointment is required, and we accept all computer-related equipment like printers, keyboards, speakers, and accessories. Additionally, the rare earth elements in computers can be recycled right here in the U.S. to reduce our reliance on supplies from foreign countries. Take a moment, drop off your old computer equipment today, and Schrock will make sure it's properly recycled and put to good use right here in the U.S. This pro tip brought to you by Schrock Innovations Computer Company.
All righty, guys, it's been a blast being with you here on the program today. Thanks for tuning in to Compute This, 888-250-2091 if you want to try to sneak in there and snipe that Schrock Innovations $25 gift certificate. Don't forget to tune in for the After Schrock coming up next here on the program. We got some fun stuff to do there as well. But if you have an old Apple device, there's something, you know, we just had a call about somebody saying, you know, should I install this update from Apple? Now, why would somebody call and say, should I install a security update? Valid reasons for this. Number one, if you're in a professional IT environment, most professional IT administrators do not immediately install updates, especially non-security updates, to computer networks without first evaluating what they do, installing them in a test environment to make sure they're not going to do anything to the production environment before they introduce them to the production environment, which is why Microsoft builds into their Windows 11 professional operating system the ability to delay updates for up to 30 days. That gives IT teams the time to review them. Now, some updates are super important. Then you want to get them installed right away. Other updates, you know, add new features or do different things that aren't mission critical and can be put off as long as possible to avoid any disruptions. So the update that that we had the caller talking about was an actual Apple operating system security and feature upgrade. So that was a major update that she needed to install on the phone. Now, the other reason people ask, should I install this, is Apple in the past has used updates as an opportunity to take things away from people. For example, uninstalling Parler from your phone. For example, installing a virus passport option on your phone. You know, the vaccination passport thing. So, you know, a lot of people didn't appreciate that. And so they're kind of got a sense of distrust a little bit about what Apple was doing with these updates, and maybe I shouldn't install them right away. Unfortunately, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. You may have some valid concerns there. However, we know for sure the bad guys are coming after your iPhone or your iPad if you don't install the update. So better the devil you know, so install the update. So that's the situation here. There's a really bad exploit going around right now that is specifically targeting older, outdated iPhones and iPads. It can take complete control of the device, do anything it wants with the device, which is a little troubling because that device is connected to your network, and that gives attackers a portal into your home network. So if you have any of these old devices, like if you're like me, like, you know, my four-year-old son has my Samsung Galaxy S7, which is about the era of phone that we're talking about with an iPhone 5. So, you know, the battery doesn't last very long anymore. He just plays stupid games on it. I've turned it into airplane mode and pulled the SIM card so he can't call 911 on it. You know, it's a little toy now. It's a toy for a kid. And so if you're in that boat, the thing is somebody can take over that kid toy and use it to do nasty things on your network. So you want to make sure you get those patched up. So if you have an old Apple device that either you're using or your mom or your dad's using, or maybe you've given to your kids to use, make sure that it gets patched, because normally there aren't any patches for Apple devices that are this old. But this particular vulnerability was so nasty that Apple went ahead and released a patch for it anyway. 888-250-2091. Pete, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Good morning. I was thinking of getting WhatsApp on my phone,
okay,
Android phone, and I was wondering, well, kind of, do you think that's a good idea? Plus, what about your secure updater and Sophos or whatever security for my phone? How much would that cost me?
gotcha. So if I could ask, you were thinking about installing WhatsApp. Is there a reason you were thinking about installing WhatsApp?
Communicating internationally.
Okay. With other people who have WhatsApp or just in general?
sort of in general. There's
okay.
I've seen somebody that's has some items for sale that I'd like to communicate with.
Oh, gotcha. So there's nothing wrong with WhatsApp. The only reason I was asking the question is if you believe that you are communicating in a secure environment, that is not the case on WhatsApp. Facebook does have access to the messages that you send back and forth on WhatsApp. If you're looking for security, Signal is probably your best bet. But there's nothing wrong with WhatsApp. It works just fine, and a lot of people use that, as well as Telegram is another good option there as well, Pete. But no, and as far as your phone, Secure Updater is not available for a phone, but Sophos is, and it's just the renewal price for a mobile device. So it's $69 a year to have that put on your mobile device, and then we can, of course, transfer that across mobile devices as you upgrade and move forward and things like that. Thanks for the call, Pete. We do have you in the drawing here for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Today's winner is Kathy. Congratulations. Caller number two. You've got yourself a $25 gift certificate. Marissa will get that out to you here tomorrow in the service center, and she'll give you a call to get that set up in your Schrock account. Stay tuned for the Aftershock coming up next. They knew. Why didn't the unvaccinated do more to warn us? There's a lot of blood on their hands. Oh my gosh, is this satire? Is this for real? We're going to talk about it coming up on the Aftershock, and we'll see you next week for another edition of Compute This.